Louis the XI by J. M. Gardner. Narrated by Stuart Walker. Louis the XI, 1423-1483, King of France, the son of Charles the VII and his queen Marie of Anjou, was born on the 3rd of July 1423 in Bourges, where his father, then nicknamed the King of Bourges, had taken refuge from the English. At the birth of Louis the XI, part of France was in English hands. When he was 5 years old, Joan of Arc appeared. He was just 6 when his father was crowned in Reims. But his boyhood was spent apart from these stirring events in the castle of Loches, where his father visited him rarely. John Gerson, the foremost theologian of France, wrote a manual of instructions, still existing, for the first of his tutors, Jean Majoris, a canon of Reims. His second tutor, Bernard of Armagnac, was noted for his piety and humility. If, as has been claimed, Louis owed to them any of his tendency to prefer the society of the poor, or rather the bourgeois, to that of the nobility, their example was his best lesson in the craft of kingship. In June 1436, when scarcely 13, he was married to Margaret, around 1425-1445, daughter of James I of Scotland, a princess of about his own age, but sickly and romantic, and in every way his opposite. 3 years after this unhappy marriage, Louis entered upon his stormy political career. Sent by his father in 1439 to direct the defence of Languedoc against the English, and to put down the brigandage in Poitou, he was induced by the rebellious notables to betray his trust and place himself at the head of the Praguerie. Charles VII pardoned him this rebellion, due to his ambition and the seductive proposal of the nobles to make him regent. The following year, he was fighting the English, and in 1443 aided his father to suppress the revolt of the Count of Armagnac. His first important command, however, was in the next year, when he led an army of between 15,000 to 20,000 mercenaries.